Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
It's amazing how just like one shitty human being can affect so many cases. Just on character alone, and that's what we are discovering here in another case that relates back to Karen Reed and even over to other cases as well. This one, the Sandra Birchmore case, 3 months after the former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell's arrest in connection with the alleged murder of Sandra Birchmore. Now, newly uncovered documents are shedding light on his relationship with the 23-year-old and the events leading up to her death. Revelations come from a Freedom of Information Act request that granted access to email records and an FBI affidavit by State Police Lieutenant John Fanning, a lead investigator in the case. The affidavit, dated back to November 28th of 23, alleges that Farwell engaged in sexual encounters with Birchmore while on duty, raising questions about potential larceny charges for using taxpayer-funded patrol hours for personal purposes. There were numerous text messages back and forth between the two that showed Matthew Farwell and Birchmore coordinated different clandestine places to meet, wrote Fanning. Locations included a Costco.
Wait, what?
I wasn't expecting that. A Costco.
I mean, the hot dogs are amazing there, but what are you meeting in the parking lot? What
is he saying? Like, hey, baby, meet me behind the... Back by the garbage cans, back by the dumpsters behind the Costco.
Oh, my God.
Let me show you what living is all about. Hotels as well, Birchmore's family home in Stoughton and her Canton apartment. Many of the exchanges would include follow-up text messages, including that they had completed their sexual encounter. These allegations coincide with Birchmore's death in February of 21. Initially ruled a suicide by officials based on physical evidence, personal notes, and the medical examiner's findings. However, Fanning's affidavit suggests otherwise, detailing a potential struggle at the scene and linking Farwell's actions to her untimely death. This is all while he's married, too, isn't it? And he has kids. And
I don't know if... Is he a married guy?
I believe so. The affidavit also highlights a troubling pattern of behavior between October of 2020 and January 21. Fanning documented 17 alleged meetings between Farwell and Birchmore during his shifts. Evidence of these encounters surfaced in December of 22, the same month Birchmore's aunt, Darlene Smith, filed a civil lawsuit against the Stoughton Police Department. The lawsuit accuses three officers, including Farwell, of grooming and sexually exploiting Birchmore, a former police explorer's trainee. An internal investigation by the department corroborated that many of these interactions occurred while the officers were on duty.
He is married to Michelle Farwell.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure she's a proud wife.
Is or was.
I'd hope she's running for her fucking life.
I hope so, too.
And get those kids away from this monster as fast as you fucking can.
Yeah. So I was doing a little reading that if he knowingly used his paid patrol time for personal gain, that is an intent to defraud taxpayers. So they're going to get him on all sides. I mean, God help us if he mailed a letter while he was doing any of this, then he's got mail fraud.
Let's hope he did. Let's hope there's a little note somewhere, a little postcard from somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to get this guy.
It's like almost it's almost like getting somebody on RICO charges.
Yes. And,
it really kind of is, like, where it's like, okay, well, you didn't do that that we can technically charge you with. We can find this. On December 19th of 23, Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey requested that Stoughton District Court seal a search warrant for Farwell's Verizon phone records. Morrissey cited an ongoing investigation into false written reports, fraudulent claims for payment or benefit, larceny, and for misleading police. The documents were unsealed in March of 24, revealing further details about Farwell's alleged misuse of authority and its connection to Birchmore's case. Birchmore's death and the subsequent investigation have prompted widespread scrutiny of the Stoughton Police Department. Her aunt's lawsuit aims to hold the officers accountable for their alleged exploitation of Birchmore, whose life was marked by her involvement with the Police Explorers program. Sandra trusted these men, and they abused their power, said Smith. We want answers. We want justice. Although Farwell has not yet been charged with larceny, the ongoing investigations into this conduct, both personal and professional, may lead to additional charges. Federal prosecutors allege that Farwell killed Birchmore and staged her death as a suicide, a theory supported by evidence of their relationship and its troubling dynamics. Yeah, and who was the first to the scene there that also said, that's a suicide. Yeah.
Proctor?
Proctor? It's like a soap opera now.
Could it have been Proctor?
Could it have been Proctor? As the case unfolds, it continues, obviously, to highlight the systematic failures of this department. I clean the fucking house. Everybody in there needs to go. Because if for one second anyone believes that this was a case where she was in these situations, and that this motherfucker wasn't there talking to these other officers, you know, like locker room talk.
Yeah.
And as
boys will be boys,
dumbass men will say boys will be boys and that sort of shit, which is just utter fucking bullshit. Boys will be boys does not cover when you are, you know, abusing a child and you're, you know, passing her around to your buddies. I mean, that, you get into like sadistic, like really kind of evil behavior at that point where it ain't cute by any means. It's not like, oh, boys, like, no, you're kind of like fucking Lucifer. You're just kind of like at the really dark point of like, who the fuck are you if this is what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed to be an officer of the law. You know, defend and protect.
And I just don't buy this bullshit of, oh, nobody knew. It was like, whatever. His fucking brother's there. They're passing this girl around. And she...
How do you not know this shit? They were texting about everything.
And she has such low self-esteem, and she is so conditioned and brainwashed by these motherfuckers that she's all into it, too. And she can't...
Yeah, well, she was groomed from a young
age. Yeah, exactly. So it's so easy for them, because you train somebody to basically... be the whore for these cops, and they're just like, yeah, well you know, it's, you know, her, we got just fucking pathetic human beings. And then, like, yeah, you know, you get a light shown on it and it's like, oh yeah, these are really fucking horrible humans. Like, this is not just like boys will be boys. This is, no, you should be in jail for the rest of your life.
I wouldn't even want them waiting on me at Applebee's, much less wearing, you know, a badge.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I'd be very happy if there was some sort of story. It was like, oops, I accidentally got hit by the Norfolk County bus.
Oops. Oops. Hate when that happens.
That's a shame. That's a shame. But we're going to save the taxpayers some money than trying to spend millions of dollars convicting them.
As long as you don't damage the bus.
Just don't damage the bus. Exactly. The bus is okay. Everything's good.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus,
Get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.